Now, there's a group called Royce, and tonight they're going to be in concert as a full band. They will be at the Lighthouse Project at the Homewood Brushton Y. It's been our great pleasure to support and work with the Lighthouse Project. Gosh, it's been over 7 years now, going back a long way. They have four songs prepared. We have two members of the full band here today. They will play for you to open up, and then we'll talk a little bit. The band is known as Royce. We have, we'll call this Royce 40, since it's 40% of Royce. I don't want to call it Royce Light. That's not. But the band Royce is here, and here's a taste of what you'll get a chance to hear tonight. Here's Royce.
No more. fortune man am I.
Sounding fine. That is members of Royce, James Royce, singing as well as Lady J, Jusante, singing as well. I want to learn more about each of you first. You can start as early as you'd like. You don't have to start at birth, but let's start with you, James. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Originally, I'm not. I am originally from Texas. I've moved around a lot in Texas, but I've touched Waco, Austin, Houston, College Station, all of those places.
And was that where you went to school as a boy?
I started there, but we moved up here with my family about 97, so I was 7. I didn't have a choice. I had to come.
Okay, so did you come to the cold?
Right.
And so where did you, what neighborhood were you in Pittsburgh growing up?
I get a lot of moving, but started in Highland Park, and then Mount Oliver, Bellevue, and now I'm in Wilkins Township.
So. Great ways to connect. You know, I live in Avalon now, and I grew up in Churchill, so you and I have been next-door neighbors, kind of,
right?
Spiritually,
the 6 degrees.
Yeah. Where did you go to high school?
I was actually homeschooled, which was really amazing for me because I've always had a musical and artistic interest. So going, being homeschooled allowed me to venture out and start my career very early on. I started doing music professionally when I was 12.
I was curious about that. Were you playing in bands or?
I actually started as a rapper slash poet. And I did that until I was about 17, and I picked up the guitar when I was 15, and I started singing and songwriting when I was about 17.
That's fantastic. What a great story. And what about you, Lady J? Jusante is here.
Hello, hello. Well, I'm a Pittsburgh native. I grew up in Wilkinsburg, so I've been here all my life. Probably started performing when I was around 7, about the same age. But I was a theater kid. I got that theater bug really early, so started doing musical theater. My very first musical was Peter Rabbit. I remember that with the McKeesport Little Theater.
Mm.
And kind of was doing theater for a long time, some dance, and kind of got into doing music in choir, actually, in church. And from there, they were like, hey, there's something there, I think. So I've been doing, you know, music ever since. This is my first band, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, you have a beautiful voice, and the two of you sing together absolutely beautifully. Did you go to Wilkinsburg High School?
No, actually, I went to Trinity Christian in Forest Hills.
Yeah, I know that. Gosh, all these degrees of separation. Now, Trinity Christian was Forest Hills Junior High School when I was growing up in that area, I think, over... Oh, I can't remember what street it's on. I can picture it.
I just know it's off of Ridge Avenue. I can't remember either.
I'm pretty sure that was Forest Hills High School as I was growing up. And I love Wilkinsburg, and that was the playground of my youth, which is probably, I'm probably a teeny bit older than you, but in the 60s and early 70s, that was where I spent most of my time. Because when you grow up in a place like Wilkins or Churchill, if you want to do something and you're a kid, you got to take a bus.
Right.
And all buses go through Wilkinsburg.
Right.
And I just would love the time. And I still spend some time there every now and then, too.
Yeah.
Tonight, you're in concert at the Lighthouse. I put a picture of you guys up on Facebook and linked to both the Homewood Brush and Y and to Lighthouse Project. But you'll have the full band there tonight, right?
Yes, we will. We're super excited because it's our first show that we're putting on ourselves since we started, which was only two and a half months ago, almost 3 months. We've been kind of playing on other people's bills, but this is the first time that we got to create our own bill. And we have Church B, who is a local rapper. He's going to be there and he's going to perform. Emmanuel DeAnda, who is he was a lead singer in Pretty Ricky. He was also a part of Crave here in Pittsburgh. He's going to be hosting, and we're super excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And I also want to give a shout out to DJ Thermist, who is going to be spinning the one and twos for us tonight as well.
Fantastic. DJ Thermist is great, and it'll be good to hear him tonight. So what time does it start this evening?
It starts at 7:30. Doors open 7:30.
And it's all ages, I would suspect? Or?
Well, we start at 16. Yeah, so it's kind of all ages. We don't have the ability to do child care. So
16, 16 and up, and up. Right. For tonight. Well, it's good to know. So that's a nice night. It's a beautiful facility. Here's a bit of encouragement for you. If you have not been to Homewood lately, why don't you consider coming and checking it out? Because it's just a gorgeous, welcoming facility, and it should be a great night for music there. Let's have you guys do another song. What would you like to play?
So this next one we're going to do is called Sanctuary.
Yeah, before, tell me about the one you opened with. I meant to ask you.
Yeah, that one's called Wretched Man, and that song was written in a place when I really realized that I'd been really horrible to people that I loved. And sometimes I feel like as humans we have those times where we get so full of ourselves, or we have so many other people in our ears, that we tend to not listen to those that actually care and love us, and we turn our backs on them. So it was a song of reflection, just knowing that I've done some terrible things and I want to reconnect and build those bridges again.
I liked that song a lot, and I meant to ask you about it right after you played it. So this next one is?
It's called Sanctuary.
Okay, once again, here is Royce.
No obligation in this love of ours, just good conversation and love for hours. Lazy afternoons turn to dark rooms, the world waits outside. We're in my bedroom, this sanctuary is yours. This sanctuary is ours. This sanctuary is yours. This sanctuary is ours. There's no obligation in this love of ours, just good conversation and love for hours. Lazy afternoons turn to dark rooms, the world waits outside. We're in my bedroom, this sanctuary is yours. This sanctuary is ours. This sanctuary is yours. This sanctuary is ours. Sanctuary. Sanctuary, oh, the sanctuary. The sanctuary is yours. The sanctuary, sanctuary
is ours. The sanctuary
is yours and ours.
Is yours
and ours.
The sanctuary is ours.
Another nice song, and boy, it's nice to hear the two of you sing together. Maybe this group needs to be a duo.
No, funny story about that is when I first started telling Jay that I really wanted to pursue the music as a solo artist again, because kind of the music history is I was with a band, and, you know, artistic differences happen. The funniest thing is that it was my siblings, so those artistic differences definitely happen a lot.
Those could be, I think, the strongest artistic differences sometimes.
So when I started writing and I told I told Lady J, I said, you know, I'm really thinking about doing this. And because you and I have had such a connection and such a friendship, I think you should join. And she was like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of your thing. I said, come on, let's just do it. So that's how it started.
Well, it's funny because I don't know if this is what you were thinking, Lady J, is you can put your friendship in jeopardy sometimes, right? It's a little bit of a risk to try to do that. Is that what you were thinking?
It can be. Yeah. We're best friends. So, and people are always like, are you serious? Like, yeah, no, yeah. We are like really best friends. Like, we are almost attached at the hip. But it was kind of, I didn't want him to feel like what I was doing was going to shadow anything. So this was really his dream, and I was just wanting to support it. So I was like, if I can be there and just do a couple background, you know, oohs and ahs, I will support everything you're doing. And it worked out so well. So, I mean, I just think it made the friendship even, like, closer. So
yeah. You sort of tread lightly as you start to do that because it can change things a little bit. But you sound so great together. Listening. It's great to hear you. Now, tonight, the rest of the band not here today. We have Rob the Rose on guitar, it says here, and Dan. I like the alliteration here. We got Dan the Diesel on bass, and then G Banks on drums. So if you're wondering how they'll sound filled out, you know, a guitar, bass, and a set of drums, it sounds like your words will still carry, which is beautiful. It's great to be able to listen. And again, that's 7:30 tonight, 16 and up at the Lighthouse Project at the Homewood Brushton YMCA. Easy to get to. Are you still writing a bunch of rap at all?
I do. I do still write. I'm actually going to be performing a song called Over This tonight. Again, a lot of my writing is from retrospect. It's from a place of, or not retrospect, but a place of reflection. Mm-hmm. And so when I do write, especially rap, I write it in the cadence of poetry and spoken word. And it's just to get the message across and use the metaphors properly. So.
And you'll do one tonight?
I will. Yeah, with the full band.
Excellent.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We had a lot of discussion about rap a couple weeks ago. Some students we're working with who are interns with the Heinz Endowments had a chance to hear the crunk movement out in Hazelwood at Center of Life. And one in particular had never really been exposed to rap in anything other than a superficial way. Mm. And I could tell that he really was transformed, suddenly realizing that rap can be positive, reflective, introspective, and just as there are many forms of songs and poems and books, rap is so multifaceted, and a lot of people tend to put it in one little category, right?
Right. I mean, and a lot of, even though I write some songs, I still use that information and the technique to write my songs, the poetry and the cadences and the metaphors. It's all in there. It hasn't changed or adjusted from that.
No, and it was just fun. And this is not, this fellow just had not been in a place in life
exposed to
really understand it other than pop culture, which does not always do the best job of, as it would with any genre, of exposing you to the whole wealth and depth of what's there. So I'm glad you'll be doing that tonight. That'll be fun for folks. What do you want to do next?
Love and War?
Sure.
Love and War. A song. Now, if this is reflective, another song. Again, this is part of the members of the group known as Royce.
Can I take a love that wasn't mine? Can I love a hope that I have stole? Was it all right? Was it all fair in love and war? was the conqueror. When I laid eyes on her, I consider myself some kind of savior. I took her to different places, and she became our grace, and I won't let her go. I won't let her go. Is it all fair in love and war? Was it all fair in love and war? Was it all fair in love and war? Was it right that I was the victor? I was like David. I saw what I wanted, and now I'm two shots in, and I still feel haunted. Did I make something good? Break something right? Did I take what was mine or destroy your life? Was it all fair in love and war? Was it all fair in love and war? Was it all fair in love and war? Was it right? I was the victor, victor. Love and war, 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 love and war. Was it all fair? Was it all fair? So was it all fair in love and war? Was it all fair? Love and war. Was it all fair in love and war? Was it right that I was the victor, the victor?
The group Royce with Love and War, and I know you've got one more song. You're welcome to do two if you'd like. I don't know how many you're prepared to do.
I mean, we can do two more. We have a whole set list. So.
There's time. I mean, you sound great, and it's just very, very relaxing to listen to you, but also very inspiring and thought provoking. And it's kind of neat. The music is laid back, and it just provides a good, almost system of support as you try to take in what you're saying. I hope that makes sense.
No, it definitely does. Part of the writing that I do, and I mean, right now I've been doing a lot of the writing, but as we've been growing and forming as a band, you know, more ideas are starting to come in. What's really amazing about the band is that each person is, they have their own style, and they are very versed in that style. And so they bring a lot to the table. Rose, or Rob, he brings a lot in terms of guitar and blues and alternative rock and even metal. And so, like, infusing those ideas and bringing them together, Daniel's very funk. He's like the Bootsy Collins of Royce. All you need to do is say, Diesel, give me something in funk, and he will. He actually, we co-wrote the an intro piece that we do called The Juice. Together, it's a funk piece, and Banksy, he's got such a hip hop vibe, and he really brings like the real heart of hip hop. I'm glad that I got him, because I could see Jay-Z or someone picking him up and just saying, "I want you on my set." but the music is written in a way that it can kind of carry you through it. You don't feel like you're bombarded with anything lyrically.
Yeah,
and the music kind of supports those ideas and helps you to, I don't know, like it kind of cradles you as it's like, let's talk about something serious, but let's not feel too burdened with it.
Well, exactly. And that's exactly the feeling I have and as I'm listening. And I think it's really important because, at least for me, I connect with music that does that, that allows me to hear and think and every time. Have you guys had a chance to record yet?
We haven't yet. Since we've been together, we've been focusing on building our show, building our set list. Now that we have our set list, I believe in the fall we're going to start working on our first either album or EP. So we're going to go into the studio and we will be recording at Lighthouse Studios. So it's going to be an amazing opportunity and we have such great engineers there.
Yeah, your songs will really hold up to repeated listening, which is one reason I asked. Well, let's get the first of those two in. What do you want to do? They negotiate.
Right, they negotiate. Well, there's one that I want to do and, you know, I'm just going to do it. This one's called Run For Me. Run for me, baby. I've had a little too much to drink. Run for me, baby. There ain't no time to even think. You know how I get when the alcohol kicks in.
When the alcohol kicks in.
You know that I become that villain.
That villain, yeah.
So while you're playing with fire,
fire,
baby, run for your life. Oh, run away.
Run for me. Run for me, babe.
You wanna stay around? I'm giving you a free pass out of town. But you keep on coming back. Remember last time I beat you blue and black?
Woo!
Run away!
Run from me! Run from me!
Run away!
Run from me, babe!
I've been praying. Maybe to the wrong guy. Cause I'm holding up this facade. You told me you love me to the end. Well, baby, I'm telling you that I ain't your friend. Run away.
Run from me. Run from me.
Run away.
Run from me. Run from me.
Run away.
Run
away.
Run from me. Run from me, baby.
Woo. I'm glad you picked that one. You guys both get a chance to shine on that. You are hearing now Royce. They are going to be at the Lighthouse Project tonight, which is located in the Homewood Brushton YMCA. Check out our Facebook page or theirs for additional details. Show starts at 7:30. It's for 16-year-olds and up. I bet you can get in if you're 15. Probably. No child care available for that show. What are you guys going to finish up with?
What do you want to finish up with?
Here's the pitch. They're negotiating.
Daggers.
Sure, daggers.
It's daggers. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you so much. This has been fun.
It's great, and we'll have the full band on sometime too. Here's Royce.
Trusted you, gave you my all. I never expected to get that call. I heard your voice in the background, broke my heart. What did I ever do to tear us apart? You took my emotions and buried them deep, disregarded my feelings. Now how can this be? My heart is in shambles and I cannot breathe. What did I do for you to do this to me? I can't take no more. I'm lying on the floor. I'm trying to catch my breath. I can't take it cause my heart's full of daggers and I'm bleeding out. I
wish that I could trust you, but I'm so full of doubt, cause my heart's full of daggers and I'm bleeding out. I try to find where I went wrong, cause we've known each other for way too long. I trusted you, I gave you my all. I never expected to get that call. I heard your voice in the background, it broke my heart. What did I ever do to tear off some part? Took my emotions and buried them deep, disregarding my feelings, now how can this be? My heart is in shambles and I cannot breathe. What did I do for you to do this to me? Cause I can't take no more. I'm lying on the floor. I'm trying to catch my breath. I can't take it, cause my heart's full of daggers and I'm bleeding out. I wish that I could trust you, but I'm so full of doubt, cause my heart's full of daggers and I'm bleeding out. I'm trying to find what I went wrong, cause we've known each other for way too long. Full of daggers and I'm bleeding out. I wish that I could trust you, but I'm so full of doubt, cause my heart's full of daggers and I'm bleeding out. I try to find where I went wrong, cause we've known each other for way too long.
Thank you again to Royce. And again, you can look for them tonight at the Lighthouse Project, YMCA, Homewood, Brushton. We didn't thank your roadie. Who's this roadie here?
This is Shaheem.
Shaheem, thank you.
Shout out to Shaheem.
He's a good roadie. It's good to have a roadie.
Right.
Shy. Yes.
Yeah, shy.
Sorry, Shy. I just had to do it. Do you want to rebut in any way? There's a mic there. Anything?
You good? You want to
say hi? You want to say hello?
Say hi.
Say hello. Swing that yellow microphone around real quick and say hello. How do you fit in with these guys?
I would say I think I fit in pretty well.
Are you, do you work at the Lighthouse too? Are you out there?
Yes.
Well, great.
What do you say?
Are you in school now or? Not now, but in the fall?
Yes.
Where do you go?
I go to Westinghouse.
Excellent. What grade are you going into?
Ninth.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you, to have you here. This is a pretty easy group to be a roadie for right now. There's just a guitar, right?
Right.
So it's not so bad. Thank you.
He's on amp duty.
Amp duty. Thanks. It's nice to talk to you.